So my name is Christina Saiz. I'm a urogynecologist, and I work for Valley Medical Group in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
What is urogynecology, first of all?
Right, so there's many women and actually many physicians that are not aware that nowadays we have a subspecialty called urogynecology. And this particular field developed as the conditions that we treat became more prevalent. It is a subspecialty that is dedicated to treat women who have pelvic floor disorders. And when I say that, I always get the next question is, what is a pelvic floor disorder?
So yes, exactly.
So before I get into that, I want people to understand that this subspecialty requires a lot of years of training. We actually, the official name is called female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery, although not everybody needs surgery. Mm-hmm. And you can get to this subspecialty by first doing an OBGYN residency training, which is 4 years, or a urology training, which is 5 years. Then you have to do an additional 2 to 3 years of training to learn about pelvic floor disorders. And then you have to take a separate board certification. So we're pretty subspecialized in this.
It sounds like it. That's very impressive.
So we basically address women that have a weakness in the pelvic floor. And the most common conditions that this leads to that women would relate to is having some leakage of urine or, for example, having what is commonly known as a drop bladder, feeling that there's a bulging from the vaginal area, protrusion, heaviness, and a discomfort.
And this involves a lot of internal organs as well.
Yes, and also is in the other challenge that we have in our field, besides the fact that not everybody knows that we actually exist, is also that women for the longest time have perceived that having leakage of urine, buying pads as you get older is part of normal aging, or having something bulging there because it's not painful, they're kind of ashamed to share it with their friends or to talk to the doctor about it. They just don't come to see anybody. They just think, oh, this is normal aging. And I, you know, stress the fact that, for example, high blood pressure is very common, but nobody thinks of it as normal aging. Mm. So leakage of urine is extremely common. So is prolapse, but definitely is not normal.
So this can really affect the quality of a woman's life.
Yes, absolutely. I have many patients who feel depressed because as they have more leakage of urine, they wear pads, they're very aware that maybe someone is not going to notice something, or they're afraid to go out with their friends because they're not going to find a restroom. They can't go hiking. They don't want to go to an exercise class because they feel like they're going to have an accident. They will wear like dark clothes, so if they have an accident, nobody can tell. Or, you know, even being intimate with their partner, or even at work, they have to, you know, leave their workstation constantly to use the restroom. So it has many implications in their quality of life.
There is something called a pelvic organ prolapse. What is that? And that is something you deal with.
Yes. So pelvic organ prolapse is the general name of the condition that causes the pelvic floor to be extremely weak. And what happens is that I always tell the patient there's like a hernia occurring through the vaginal wall. So you have this bulging that comes out through the vaginal opening. Behind that bulge, it could be the bladder or your womb or the rectum. So it's just like having a hernia in the abdominal wall where you feel there's a bulge, but it's happening through the vaginal opening. So when they first realize that this is happening, it's very scary because they think, is that a tumor? Is that my organ falling out of me? But in reality, it's just like a herniation.
Is this more common? You mentioned age. Does this happen often to women as they age, or is it caused by anything specifically?
Yeah, definitely as we get older, there's a higher incidence because the tissues will get weaker. Mm. Also, going into menopause, not having estrogen, which is the leading hormone that will stimulate collagen production in our pelvic floor. Well, now we are not having that, so there will be even a further decline in the strength of the tissue. And then there's a big genetic factor. You know, if your mom had it, your grandmother had it, guess what? You're very likely you're going to have it as well. And the other factor is having kids. If you had pregnancies, you're more likely to have this condition versus women who never carried any children. Mm. also things like heavy lifting at work or constipation, things like this will all cause this pelvic organ prolapse to develop.
What about obesity?
Definitely. And nowadays, as you know, we have an epidemic with obesity. Also, the population is aging, so all of this is causing for this condition to become more prevalent. That's why our subspecialty has been created.
Mm. This is not something that women are forced to live with. There are treatments for this.
Definitely, and that's why I need women to understand whether you have leakage of urine or whether you have a pelvic organ prolapse or draw bladder. There's many things that we can do, and it does not necessarily involve surgery. There's things from specialized pelvic floor physical therapies where you can do exercises. There's something called a pessary, which is a silicone small ring that is placed in the vagina to hold this herniation up. And of course, there's surgery, but it's not like, you know, back in the day where we didn't have robotic surgery or minimally invasive procedures. It required a much more aggressive approach, which is no longer the case.
What? How do you spell that, that you just said, that you put in the vagina?
Pessary. Yeah, it's P-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
Okay. Okay.
There's a great website for women to go and look at to get more informed about these conditions. It's part of the American Urogynecology Society. It's called Voices for Pelvic Floor Disorders. So if you go on Google and you key in Voices for Pelvic Floor Disorders, the website will come up.
You mentioned the non-surgical options, but then even if you had to have a robotic or a minimally invasive procedure, that could cure your problems, correct?
Correct. That will take care of the symptoms and the fact that you have, it will restore the normal anatomy, let's put it that way.
I think this is important to get out because a lot of women just keep their problems like this to themselves. And once they find out about it, the word could spread. Who knows?
Yes, definitely. I think I have many women who have treatment for these conditions. And then they say, I'm so happy. And I say, well, what I want for you to do is to share your story with other women because they're out there suffering in silence. And since this is not painful, this is not dangerous, they just don't want to share it. They feel embarrassed. You know, we talk to everyone about breast cancer and the treatment for this, the treatment for that, my blood pressure, but nobody shares these intimate conditions where they are as prevalent as many of the things that we have, like breast cancer and other things.
Well, remember the time when prostate cancer for men, and nobody talked about it. It was sort of taboo. Now it's being discussed more. Maybe this will be the case with urogynecology.
I hope so. And, you know, I always tell women that it's striking when you realize that the number one consumer of pads is actually women who are in the postmenopausal stage for leakage of urine. So, you know, it's daunting to me that we don't talk about it and we just find ways to deal with it instead of just sharing the story and finding the right specialist. You know, don't get discouraged if you go to a physician that is not very in tune with the condition and they try to kind of blow it off and say, oh, it's normal aging. It happens a lot. Don't worry about it. Well, you know, you should worry about it because you don't want your quality of life to be affected.
Well, that was very well said. Anything else that you want to add or underline perhaps that I didn't ask you about?
No, I think that just, you know, to reinstate the fact that there are specialists out there that can help you and, you know, call your insurance company, go online, find the right person to deal with these conditions.